We're going to ask a very simple question and hopefully try to give three answers, including one much longer mahalach. The Gemara tells us, we darshan in the beginning of this parsha, that while all the avos, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Avram was besakein tefillah shacharis, Avram established shacharis, Yitzchak mincha, and Yaakov is the one that established Maariv. And some of the mefarshim are very much bothered by a question. Yaakov Avinu, of all of the avos, is often identified on some level as being the most elevated. The Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Avos, he's one who's mastered a certain kind of tiferes, a balance between chesed and gvura. And if you would have told me that which of the tefillos should be most elevated and most exalted, I would have said probably the tefillah established by Yaakov Avinu. But nevertheless, as many of us know, that's specifically about Yaakov Avinu's tefillah. And the Gemara tells us there's a machlokas whether tefillas arvis is reshus or tefillas arvis is chova. If there's one day in the Gemara that tefillas arvis, that marv is a tefillas reshus. It is true that for some of the Baliyat Tosfos, reshus doesn't really mean optional. It just means it would lose out to other mitzvot if they would come out. But even for that, it's really a little bit of a question. Why would it be tefillas arvis, the tefillah established by Yaakov Avinu? Why would that be the one that is considered to be reshus? For some of the Rishonim, this is not really a shir, but for some in Gemara, but for some of the Rishonim, Rashi and Shabbos, the Meiri and Brachos, Pnei Yeshua, it really is not the case at all. If you really hold tefillas avos tiknum, if you really hold the davening established by the avos, so Maariv should be a chova. The only reason why Maariv would be reshus is for a different manda amar, but Pnei Yeshua writes explicitly that if you hold the tefillas, can I get karbanos? So all the karbanos we do at night, whatever we do at night of offering some of the fats, is not as lechatchila and not as ideal, and that's why it's reshus. But maybe for some Rishonim and some Achronim, if it would be, if we knew really Yaakov established it, and we daven it because of Yaakov Avinu, it really should be a chova. Nevertheless, there are at least three different perspectives. Why would it be the tefillah of Yaakov, the Bechir Sheva Avos, why would Yaakov's tefillah be a tefillah reshus? So we're going to share three answers, two very briefly, and a third, a bit of a longer and very, very beautiful mahalach. The Torah Tmima writes, the reason why Maariv would be reshus is because Yaakov was traveling at the time, and when a person travels, says the Torah Tmima, the Gemara tells in Eirvin and Daf Samechei, Haba min haderech o min haderech, al yispalo, that a person who's traveling is puttered from tefillah. So since Yaakov at that time, either way, doesn't mean like our traveling, we have to daven. But a person of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is traveling, so he's puffed from tefillah mi'ikir adin. So it's not a chisaron in Yaakov, just the tefillah he established at that moment was not going to have the same power and the same impact because it's a tefillah which was not established at a time when it was really going to be mandatory at all. The Pnei Yeshua in the second answer has a bit of a different explanation. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Chulin, Rashi quotes it, I believe, in his Perush al HaTorah, that really the night came in a little bit early, and that maybe Yaakov himself didn't really mean to even establish a new tefillah of Maariv. The Pnei Yeshua says maybe when Yaakov was davening, he didn't even intend to establish a tefillah forever. Maybe what Yaakov really wanted to do was to daven a tefillas nidava, an optional tefillah. That's what he wanted to do. Some Achorim suggested, Pardis Yosef, I think he wanted to daven tefillas mincha. He wanted to daven mincha. It's Hashem made the sun go down a little bit early, but maybe he didn't intend to establish a bit of a new tefillah at all. So we have on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu's tefillah is not taken for some day as in Chazal is considered to be a tefillah for Shus. We wonder why. For some, Ein Achinami. If you really understand tefillah as established by the Avos, it should be Chova. But nevertheless, there are some like the Torah Tmim and the Pnei Yeshua that suggest that even though Yaakov is so great, the tefillah he established is secondary because he wasn't really obligated then or he didn't really intend to make it that kind of a permanent tefillah. Rav Moshe Wolfson in the Musitecha has a very long Maimer Tikkun Arvis, where he suggests it's a beautiful explanation in terms of why Yaakov's tefillah would only be optional. And he begins by, we're going to restructure it a little bit, but we'll note two additional questions. One, there are poskim that maintain, it's in the Shari Tshuva, their commentary in Shulchan Aruch, that the name of the Zohar, even if you hold tefillas arvis as reshus, tefillas arvis on Shabbos would be a chiyuv. And wonders of Moshe Wolfson, why would that be? If all tefillas arvis is really a reshus, so why on Shabbos would it become a chiyuv? Also, Tosfos and Brachos writes, the Maharal happens to argue, but Tosfos and Brachos writes that tefillas arvis that Yaakov davened, he actually davened bayom. It was an arvis that he davened actually in the daytime. And wonders of Moshe Wolfson, why would that be? So he tries to figure out a little bit what is unique about Maariv, established by Yaakov Avinu, potentially the most exalted and elevated of all the Avos, yet his tefillah is Rishus, except on Shabbos, and this tefillah he davened, that we daven at night, he himself davened during the day. What exactly is going on? So Moshe Wolfson suggests a very, very beautiful insight. He says, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Peches, that Avram referred to the Mikdash as a har, Yitzhak referred to the Mikdash as a sadeh, and Yaakov refers to it as a bayis. And the Marsha explains that Avram is connected to the first Beis HaMikdash. It's like a har, it's not the kind of permanent home, it was destroyed. Yitzhak refers to it as a sadeh, Yitzhak's connected to the second Beis HaMikdash. Yitzhak, the field, also the lack of the permanence, your outdoors, the permanence of a home. Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Avos, Yaakov Avinu is keneged a bias. Yaakov refers to the Mikdash as a bias, because Yaakov is the one that is keneged the third base on Mikdash, the one that's going to be permanent and the one that's going to be around forever. That's who Yaakov Avinu really was. Suggestion of Moshe Wolfson, Yaakov's essence in many ways parallels the third base on Mikdash. His tefillah, what he is all about, is very much connected to the permanence of the third base on Mikdash. Therefore, says the Moshe Wolfson as follows. Yaakov Avinu, what he was trying to establish when he established Maariv, was a tefillah that was going to correspond to the third Beis HaMikdash. Avram Yitzhak's tefillahs, the first two Batei Mikdash, were revealed in this world already. They can be in the daytime. But Yaakov's tefillah, third Beis HaMikdash, we are not yet Zocha to. It is hidden. Rashi writes in Sukkah, it's going to come down from Shemayim. But the third Beis HaMikdash is hidden. The third Beis HaMikdash is not one that is apparent right now. And that's why Yaakov's tefillah of Maariv, the one that corresponds to, the one that connects to the third Beis HaMikdash, is a tefillah we daven at night. Because the full revelation of all that Yaakov represented, the full vision of Yaakov fully attaining the Madrega of it being all clear, is not yet present in the world of Chorban. So Maariv gets davened at night. Maariv is something we only say at night. But says with Moshe Wolfson a couple amazing things. He says, Yitachin, it could be, that when the Mikdash is rebuilt, we will daven Maariv Bayom. Because then, when the Mikdash is built, we will be able to see the third base of Mikdash. It will be clear and it will be apparent. And at that time period, we will daven Maariv even Bayom. Because then, the world of Mikdash will be very clear. And says Rav Moshe Wolfson, that's why Yaakov Avinu davened Bayom. Because Yaakov was on a Madrega where you can have a vision of a Sula Mutzav Arts and Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayimah, where Yaakov was so connected to that world. Yaakov himself was already seeing it on some level. He was already a person at such a Madrega. He was able to appreciate, in a certain sense, the world of Mikdash. But most powerfully, that's why on Shabbos, Maariv becomes a Chiyuv. Because all week long, it's Choshech. All week long, it's not so clear. All week long, that world of the Mikdash is missing. And all week long, we can't see it. But that's not true on Shabbos. Shabbos is where we have a taste of Olam Haba. Shabbos is where we have a taste of a world of Mikdash. Shabbos is a time where we get a certain Madrega, where that which is hidden all week long becomes a little bit more clear. And therefore, suggestive of Moshe Wolfson, that is why Maariv, established by Yaakov Avinu, doesn't look as holy right now, but wow, is it the holiest tefillah. That's the tefillah that corresponds to, the tefillah that where you tap into what the eventual Mikdash is really going to look like. Let's chazer what we said and maybe just add one additional piece to crystallize Moshe Wolfson's insight. But Yaakov Avinu, one of the Avos, establishes tefillahs. He establishes Maariv. Yet his Maariv may only be Rishus. We wondered why. And the Pnei Yeshua in Meduyak and Rashi and the Meiri suggest in one answer, Enachinami, if you hold it was established by Yaakov, that's the mainstream approach in tefillah, it should be a Chiyuv. Yet nevertheless, some think it's only Durabana. It's only Rishus. How come? So for the Torah Tamima, for a different insight of the Pnei Yeshua, it's because even though Yaakov was exalted, the tefillah he established was a tefillah that was, I'm really putter, I didn't intend to establish it, I meant to daven mincha. He didn't establish it with the full force when one would have expected. For Moshe Wolfson, Maariv is the most exalted of the tefillahs, because Maariv is established by Yaakov. And unlike Avraham, who corresponds to, again, it's a little bit heavier on the machshava end, Avraham was connected to the world of Mikdash Rishon, Yitzhak to Mikdash Sheni. The Marsha taught us that Yaakov is connected. Yaakov's essence is very much in line with the third base on Mikdash. And since we are not yet Zocha to the third base on Mikdash, since we are not yet, and we have not yet merited it, it is still hidden to a certain extent. And the full revelation of what Yaakov was, and what Yaakov was trying to reveal to the world, we have not yet seen. And therefore, Yaakov's tefillah is right now still said at Choshech. It's still said in Rishus. Doesn't have the same power and authority one would have expected it to have. But on Shabbos, we tap into that. Yaakov Avinu was on a Madrega. For him, it was clear and it was revealed. So he davened by Yom, says Tosfos. And La'asid Lavo, says Moshe Wolfson, Yitachin, Marv will also be by Yom. Because when it becomes clear to us, the incredible power, that full revelation of all Yaakov Avinu meant, established, and wanted to reveal to this world, of a sense of permanence, a permanent presence of Ribono Shel Olam. It isn't yet, but Be'ezra Hashem, it will be. It will be one day. In that sense, Marv is something which is incredibly, incredibly powerful. Rav Yerucham Olshin, if I have time for this, I don't know if I do, in Yerach Lemoadim on Chanukah, developed very, very powerfully a lot of rayas that there's a connection between Yaakov Avinu on Chanukah. In this week's parsha, Pirkei Avot Elazar, that Yaakov puts shemen on the Evan Asher Shami Rasosav. That shemen, the Svarim tell us, he quotes some of the Svarim, was a pacha shemen that the Chasmonam found. Yaakov Avinu is also the one that connects to Chanukah. Because what is Chanukah about, if not bringing light into darkness? Chanukah, it's a time, Choref, we fulfill it dafka at night, and we light it then. In many ways, Yaakov, the Midah of Yaakov, right now it's a little bit hidden, but there's a lot of light that can really be shown, and we're waiting for the day when we'll be able to fully experience that. Shabbos gives us a taste. Chanukah, a bit of a taste also of lighting something in the middle of at night when it's a bit dark. Which be zocha to daven Maariv during the daytime. Which be zocha to see the full revelation of Yaakov and all that he represents. Yaakov, who called it bias. Yaakov's mode of Avodas Hashem is to recognize the permanent need to have a connection to Ribono Shel Olam. Have a wonderful night.